makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Olson, his orchestra, Peter Gordon, Waterman Stern, Pat Patrick, and our special guest this evening, Jane Wyman. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie?
Yes?
Yes. I want to talk to you, Charlie.
Well, some other time, Bergen. I'm a little busy right now.
Yes. Doing what?
Evading the issue.
Yes. I want to talk to you about that agreement you made with me.
Yeah. Awfully sorry, old chap.
Yes.
I never discussed business on Sunday.
Well, now, just a moment. Charlie, you promised to clean out the basement if I took you skiing, didn't you?
Well, possibly so, yeah.
Yes. Now, did you or did you not clean out the basement?
Well, I guess I did one of those.
Yes. You know very well that you didn't live up to your agreement, did you?
Well, Bergen, my deal, it wasn't legal.
What do you mean?
Well, I was underage when I entered into it. It's a fact, man. It's a fact. No, Charlie.
Charlie, I just refuse to believe that you deliberately tried to trick me.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, be stubborn. I don't care. All right.
And to prove to you that it doesn't pay to break promises, I'm going to tell you the story of the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that.
No, not that story, Charlie.
No, I deserve to be punished, yes, but not tortured.
Oh, no, this story has been handed down from generation to generation.
Nobody could get rid of it, huh?
No. I used to listen to it as I sat on my grandfather's knee.
Don't tell me this ventriloquist stuff is hereditary.
No.
You laugh. You don't have to live with it.
All right. Now, this story concerns the little town of Hamelin. Its people were very unhappy because the town was full of rats.
Anyone we know?
No. The rats were making life miserable for everyone. But one summer's day,
there chanced to stray. Holy mackerel, the kid's a poet.
All right.
Do you press flowers, too?
And all right. A stranger came to the town, and around his neck there hung a pipe.
Had a fight with a plumber.
No. No, the pipe was a magic flute.
Yeah?
And he offered to rid the town of all the rats for 1,000 guilders.
Screen guilders?
No. So the mayor promised him money, and the townspeople looked at the strange spectacle that followed with their mouths open.
I can hardly keep from yawning myself.
Oh, no. Now, Charlie.
Yeah?
Do you believe in miracles?
Well, you're getting by, aren't you, Bergen?
All right. Well, playing weird music, the piper led all the rats down to the river. And what do you think happened when they got to the river?
The rats pushed him in and they lived happily ever after. The end.
No, the rats walked right into the water and drowned.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, why not?
I don't know. I guess I just got one of those nasty streaks.
Nevertheless, they did.
Nevertheless, I don't believe it.
Why?
I say you can lead a rat to water, but you can't make him sink.
Oh, I think so. Well, the townspeople were overjoyed at what had happened. And so they danced and they sang. Tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, no more rats, no more...
Oh, please. Don't make this spectacle of yourself. Just tell it.
All right.
Gives you an idea of what I have to put up with.
All right. Now, the piper went to collect his money, but the mayor refused to pay him. You see, the mayor didn't keep his promise.
Well, what self-respecting politician does after election?
Oh, no. But this mayor was a miser. He was too fond of money.
Now we're getting into home territory. Hey, Shylock.
Yeah. Then Pied Piper said, "You will rue the day. You will suffer grievously."
Oh, relax, Bergen. Take it easy. The ballots are already out for the Academy Award.
All right. So the piper blew such a merry tune, all the children of Hamelin followed him, all laughing and clapping their hands.
Yeah?
Yes.
The tune did it?
Yes.
Maybe we could get him to tootle a few notes over the audience here.
No. And the children were never seen again. Now, Charlie, tell me, what do you think of that story?
What do I think?
Yes.
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
And get thrown off the air?
No. Surely, Charlie, you know the moral of the story.
Yeah, the moral?
Yeah.
Well, the moral is never trust a musician.
No. No, Charlie, I mean, what is the object of the story?
Well, the object is to kill 8 minutes on the radio.
No. What is the moral?
Well, I say, if you build a better rat trap than the mayor, why, he'll beat you out of the 1,000 guilder sleeves.
No.
Here's Ray Noble and his orchestra with a special arrangement of the current hit, "It's All Over Now." You think Chase and Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that shade-grown flavor. You can't miss that bonus of extra goodness when Chase and Sanborn is your coffee. It's there in lavish, overwhelming abundance. All your cup will hold. It's not only finer flavor, but there's more of it. The richer, more delicious flavor of choice coffees grown in the shade. Tropical sunlight makes coffee grow fast, but tropical shade slows it down. And slow growth is just what's wanted. Naturally, because growing time is flavor-making time. So these finer coffees are planted in the shelter of taller trees that arch over the growing coffee, forming a leafy awning. The coffee beans are dappled with sunlight. They get just enough. And day after day, the soil goes on slowly working its flavor-making magic. That's where shade-grown flavor comes from. And it's in Chase and Sanborn you enjoy it. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
That's what Uncle Remus says. Remus says.
Hello, Mortimer.
Hello there, mister. Hello there, mister.
Good luck. Now, don't tell me that you don't know who I am.
Well, I can't seem to remember your name, but your face is out of place, too, is that right?
Well, now, tell me, what are you wearing this very best suit for?
Well, I'm just wearing it.
Yes, but I know, what is the occasion?
Well, I figured I ought to look kind of elegant.
Why?
Well, now that I'm going to be a picture star.
A picture star?
Yeah.
No.
No?
You a picture star?
Well, that's nice, yeah.
Well, 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 well.
Yup, 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 yup.
Well, when did all this happen?
Well, a fella come up to me on the street. Let's see. Or was it on the sidewalk?
Oh. That's beside the point.
No, it was beside the mailbox.
Beside the mailbox. A talent scout, huh?
Yeah.
Well, and you mean he signed you up for pictures?
Yeah, that's what he did.
Well.
I signed my ex right on the spotted line.
Is that right? Well, the movies are always looking for a new face.
Yeah. So am I.
Yeah. Well, that's wrong, Marjorie. Your name should be box office.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, let me see. Morgan the box office. That sounds right pretty.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ought to look good in pictures.
Yeah, maybe so. Except my eyes.
Your eyes?
Yeah, my eyes are kind of pigeon-toed. I looked in a mirror once, I did.
Oh, you looked in a mirror?
Yeah.
What was your impression?
I was never so insulted in my life. What are you laughing for? You ain't up there looking at
Well, now, with this picture contract, I suppose you'll be making big money?
Well, sure. $2 a day.
Well, now, that doesn't sound like movies. You better let me see your contract.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, yes, let's see. Yes, yeah, what I'm saying. Mortimer, Do you know what you've done?
No, what do I do? One at a time, please.
Why, you've signed up for one of those pictures, you know, for Comic Valentine Companies.
Comic Valentine Company?
Yes.
Oh, lucky fellow, ain't I?
No. Why, the pictures will be caricatures. They'll make you look grotesque.
Yeah, sure. It ain't everybody that can look like that either.
No. Mortimer, you're the personification of absurdity.
No, I'm Mortimer Snurdity. Oh, thank you.
I called you half a dozen times last night, and there was no answer.
Well, I wasn't home, Ray.
Oh. Oh, it's a good thing I didn't put a nickel in the phone, wasn't it?
Yes. I took Charlie to see the yearling last night because Jane Wyman is our guest today, and I wanted Charlie to be familiar with her latest picture. Hmm? You know, she played Ma Baxter.
Really? Who won?
Oh.
Hello, Edgar. Hello, Ray.
Well, good evening, Jane Wyman. Just discussing your latest picture, Jane.
How nice.
Yes, you were wonderful. And that little deer in the picture, you know, he was quite an actor, too.
Oh, yes, he was so cute. I just love that little deer.
Did somebody call me?
Hello, Charlie.
Well, hello. Jiggers, it's Ma Baxter. Let me out of here.
Now, Charlie, I'm not really like that. I was only playing a part. I like children.
You mean you wouldn't treat me like you did, Jody?
Mm-mm. Why, if you were my son, I'd be so kind.
Yeah.
I'd be so sweet. And I'd be so loving.
Oh, Mama.
Quiet, never scold you. You could have anything your little heart desired.
Oh, Gad, if she could only throw her voice, too.
Now, I can just see me as your ma, watching over you and a caring for you.
Yeah, well, let me stand over by you, and I want to see it, too.
Hey, Ma, I'm home.
Oh, my precious darling, I didn't hear you. You must slam the door much harder.
You mean like this?
Why, yes, that's fine. Oh, look, your dad ratted naughty little old shoes are dragging mud all over the rug.
Yeah, so what?
Why, nothing, dear. Ma'll just have to get a new rug.
Son?
Oh, here comes your pa.
Oh, there you are, young man. And I've been just studying your report card.
You'll never learn anything that way.
Every month your grades are getting lower and lower.
Well, it won't always be that way.
I ought to hit bottom right soon now.
Son, you're nothing but a spoiled brat.
No, he ain't.
All right, then he's not a spoiled brat.
I am, too. All you want to do is argue.
Son, you don't understand. I want you to grow up and be like me.
No, no, Ma. Pa's trying to scare me again.
Young man, what you need is a good old spanking. You're a good old-fashioned one, too.
Well, you better put that into it, yeah. Yeah.
With my hairbrush.
So you finally found a use for it.
Pulling it out of the fire.
Gee, Ma, you know, I sure love you, Ma. And as for you, Pa, Pa.
Yes, son.
Ma, why did you marry that man anyway?
Well, boy, there was a drought that year.
Well, this whole thing has me so upset, I'm going up to my room and lie down.
Well, I declare, he'll use anything for an excuse to lay down, ye.
Ma, if the truant officer comes, will you tell him I'm not here?
But you have my permission to play hooky any day you want.
Oh, there you go, taking all the fun out of it.
I'm a natural for this part, little stinker that I am.
Hello, Bill. May I come in?
Why, certainly. Who are you?
Yeah, and what's your complaint?
I'm your neighbor, and I haven't any complaint.
Well, don't call yourself a neighbor.
I found one of your chickens in my yard, and I brought it back.
Oh. Yeah. Quiet, Henrietta. That's Henrietta.
Say, little girl, you're kind of cute. Why haven't I seen more of you?
Well, my mother makes me stay in the house all day and practice opera. Isn't it awful?
Yeah, I've heard you.
Now, I bet you have a right nice operatic voice. Why don't you sing something?
Oh, all right. La, 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 la.
I think Henrietta will get to the Met before you do.
Oh, I don't care. Because anyway, I'd rather sing popular songs like this.
You think I don't love you? Oh, but I do. How can I show that I do? I don't get well, oh, but I do. Though I get light-hearted too. First I'm singing,
boy, here comes the bakery man.
Oh, I'm going to run home and get a nickel.
Yeah, Ma, can I have a nickel?
Why, my darling little precious, here's $36.
Oh, darn it, I only asked for a nickel. I never get what I want around here.
A frown, King. I'm your bakery, ma'am.
Yeah,
that's right. I am. Uh-huh. And I have just oodles of strudels and all sorts of chewy, gooey goodies and delicacies.
Well, how about some strawberry tarts?
Oh, yummy, yummy.
Do you have strawberry tarts?
No, but yummy, yummy anyway. But I do have a chocolate eclair balloon.
Oh, my.
And my apple pan is the dowdiest you ever saw.
I can see it from here.
And friends, with every $5 purchase, I give you a pie free.
Oh, is that customary?
No, it's huckleberry. But I do have some peach pie that's just peachy.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, excuse me. I guess that was redundant.
Well, we take a small size redundant then.
Now, don't you have something just a little different?
Well, yes, I have a pineapple right side up cake.
Why don't you have any upside down cake?
No, but you can eat one of these standing on your head and you'll never know.
Now, if I had my brothers, I'd rather have corn cones. But my boy here wants chocolate eclairs.
Oh, he does? Oh, goody, goody. Why, I just have a dozen left, too. Now, let's see. Oh, for goodness sake, my gosh. Oh, gracious me, they're gone. Young man, they were right beside you. Did you take them?
Oh, me? No.
These days, you cannot trust anyone. No. Someone has pilfered my eclairs, and I'm just going to get out of here before someone absconds with my strudel. And all I can say is goodbye,
You know, your ma's so proud of you. Just think, you ate a whole dozen of them there chocolate eclairs all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I never seen your face so green before.
And it isn't even spring. I'm sick.
Oh, Pa!
Yeah, what is it, dear? Say, what are you doing with that rubber plant on the chair?
It's me.
Oh, it's you.
I don't feel good.
Oh.
Well, you reckon I should call a doctor?
Oh, I wouldn't be too hasty. Why don't you wait a few months?
Is there a doctor in the house?
Yes. I'm Dr. Noel. Did you call for a doctor?
Yeah, what held you up?
A long break. Well, now then, open your mouth and stick out your tongue. Mm-hmm. Yes, just as I thought.
What doctor?
I forgot my glasses.
Well, tell me, doctor, is there any hope?
I don't know. What are you hoping for? Well, now, let me take your pulse, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there we are, just as steady as a clock.
Well, it ought to be. It's my wristwatch.
Well, you know, sometimes I almost wish that I'd gone to medical school.
No.
But in any case, I suggest that we operate. Yes, operate.
Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine it. Having all the water I need right here. Not even caring if some slops over now and then.
Ma, what's that got to do with my operation?
Well, nothing, but I still love that scene I did in the yearling.
Oh, I see. Strange.
Well, I rather look forward to this, you know, because I performed the same operation last week.
Was it successful?
Certainly, yes. I didn't cut myself once. Well, there's no time to waste. Now, please, hand me my rubber gloves and my rubber galoshes.
Rubber galoshes? What for?
Well, you see, I'm just frightfully messy.
But, Doctor, you ain't told us what's wrong with the boy, yes?
Yes. Well, you see, actually, it's spoiled breath caused by bad circulation and being tied to his mother's apron string.
You mean to say that we have spared the rod and spoiled the child?
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. I prescribe a hot application of the paddle to the posterior.
Son?
Yes, Father?
Come here to your daddy.
Yes, Father.
I've been waiting to do this for a long time.
But them psychologicist fellas, they say if you spank a child, you have failed as a father.
Yeah? Well, I now declare myself bankrupt. Come here, I'm going to make a bum out of myself.
No, Father, no!
More delicious, more flavorful coffee is easy to get these days. Just ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shake-grown flavor. Yes, today it's so easy to enjoy this supreme coffee satisfaction that millions are making the most of it. Chase and Sanborn has brought more pleasure to more people in the past year than ever before. There's more flavor there to enjoy. Naturally, more people enjoy it. In home after home, all over the country, Chase and Sanborn is one of the family, adopted because everybody wants its delicious shake-grown flavor. One person tells another, and that one another, until all records are broken, thanks to the bonus of richer flavor of coffees grown in the shade. Shade-grown means slow-grown, and slow-grown means flavor-grown. That's where the extra goodness comes from. You taste it in every sip of Chase and Sanborn, so don't eat another meal without it. By the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Be sure and listen in next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, and Pat Patrick will welcome as their guest, Nelson Eddy. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Jane Wyman appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of the current motion picture, Nora Prentice. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from Hollywood's Radio City. Folks, if you've tried V8 vegetable juices chilled, you know how that good flavor wakes up your taste for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, or that in-between snack. Now, why don't you try V8 hot? Simply heat it, and it's ready to serve. The moment you sense that steamy garden fragrance, you'll know how different and delicious every spoonful will taste. You see, V8 is the juices pressed from garden-fresh carrots, watercress, spinach, and beets, tomatoes, celery, lettuce, and parsley. All these juices blend together, actually season each other. That's why V8 tastes so good, and that's why V8 Hot is such a tempting surprise this time of year. For a heartening bracer after a chilly shopping tour, try a cup of V8 Hot. For the after-school snack, before dinner, or as a nightcap, try V8 Hot. Pick up a few extra cans at your grocer's tomorrow and try V8 Hot for added interest on the wealth of garden goodness in every delicious sip.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.